Today, in this church, we are going to see the baptism of our brothers and sisters being confirmed. Ukukoshiwa. Sakramente yankosho ukukoshiwa. Twala mona ulubatshulwabo lwala koshiwa. Pantu vala poka inkosho. Shishibe, if all of you watch football. Do you watch football? Do you watch football? Who are you interested in? Is it the coaches or is it the players? You're interested in the players? Then I'm sure what I'm going to say you have missed. When a coach is about to substitute a player, what does he do? You see, you have missed that one. Me, when I'm watching soccer, my interest is in the coaches because I want to learn something from them which I can connect with the sacrament of confirmation. You can see a player who is supposed to go in the field, running up and down. When it's ready for the coach to push him in, you see the coach holding his hand on the shoulder of the player. Do you see that? They don't just stand like this next to each other. No, the coach is holding on the shoulder of the player and he's telling him, when you get in there, go that side, go that side, go that side. And then after that, he pushes him into the field. Have you ever seen that? Oh, maybe you have seen that. I liken that to the sacrament of confirmation. The person who is to be confirmed, is he standing in front of the sponsor? And the sponsor is holding his or her shoulders, saying what? You are now about to go into the field. You are now about to go into the football ground. And after the bishop has laid hands on that person, anointed that person with the oil of chrism, that person is sent into the world, is sent into the church, is sent into the world to be a witness to the presence of God in the world. I don't know if our sponsors are going to feel that they are really pushing these people into the church. Now, what is it that they are going to witness to after they are confirmed? What is it that they are going to show to the world that they are really confirmed? The readings of today have something to offer to us. If you are above Lapoka in Kosho, Bakalaya Kukulanga Kuchalo Kuti, Ichine Chine, Bari Poken Kosho, Bari Banamweo. Amafunde Yelelo Kuti Atuafuako. Nema fundele lo kutontonga nyakwandi, nale putukamo, nale tiale tuafo kui kwa suka ichi pisho chakuti. Kushe umuntu, uwa kwa sa, uwa kwa tamweo. Abashani umukankala pamenzo yako alesa. A person who has been confirmed, how can he or she be a witness of being a rich person in the sight of God? What does it take to be a rich person in the sight of God? The gospel of today, we are given to human beings like us. What is a Pharisee? Umbi nikasonkesha. The Pharisee, mubumi na mubikashubaba Yuda, ali umuntu uapatulwa. Ngecha mupatulwa chinshi, kubantu wanangu chala yumfu ila muatine, na alipatulwa. Nshia wangava. Part of it we heard in the gospel of today when Jesus is telling the story. This man stands up and says, Nsha wangava, ine naripatulwa. Me, I am rich in front of God. Gafinshi alondolola fiakolango kuti chine chine aliba rich in front of God. Ndafunga imikuinga ibiri mumulungu. Ifunde riali fio kuti kufunga mukumo alabika po nansonzerapo. Aletuntunga nyokuti pantu kwali babantu ababonsha bamasambi abashikwa yokufunga kanshi yubuku wabubiri wakubafungira ko nomutulo wine ndatula nokulunda po pantu kwali babamo abashitula ebo ntulira ko kulunda na fyonse fi achimono kuti etya mupanga separated from the rest. If ya mupanga righteous before God, if ya mupanga rich before God. But was he really rich before God? Okay, there is the other fellow. He comes in bowing. Aletila ilolesha. Ale mona masambi kufuma paka kondo kufika na pamushishi. I am swimming in sin. I can't even lift my eyes to look up. Nesari yakwe yakutirafye mbelelo lusewe mfumo ndi wamasana. And what is the conclusion to this story? The conclusion is that this poor man was unable to raise his eyes to God is actually the one who is rich in front of God, is the one who is righteous in front of God, is the one who goes away at right with God, and not the person who was exhorting himself, was thinking, mulanduwa fiyo nchite fisuma. Mewo na alisanguka umutakatifu. Ubutakatifu nokuba umukankala muri Kristo. Kuba waichefya. Kuba uwakulando kuti wemfumo ndi muntu wa masambi. Nishufuire na kulolesha kuliwe. That is what it means to be rich in the sight of God. In humility. And I think I was touched by the first reading. There was one line there. Ipepo liawa ichefya. Lipuli nkanya amakumbi. The prayer of the humble pierces the clouds. Puli nkanya amakumbi kufika kuli lesa. The prayer of the humble, the prayer of the poor, the one who realizes he or she has nothing to offer to God apart from a life which is not worthy. The prayer of this person pierces the heavens, pierces the clouds. And indeed, this is what comes out in the gospel of today, where we are told the prayer of this tax collector, this poor man, is the prayer which pierced the heavens. And he went away at right with God. Indeed, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, even in our own way of life, we value a person that is humble. We value a person that does not, kuinyama pea every time. Aba yumfwa. That's why there are so many proverbs in our languages which exalt this life of a humble person. I have in mind a proverb like Temba fulwe ngomuka kyokulu. Temba fulwe Temba Fulwe Ngomuka Kyokuni. I hope all of us we know who's Fulwe, the tortoise. If you really want to catch a tortoise leg, you have to be humble and patient and allow it to have the legs out. Because if you sprang on it quickly, the legs go in, that's the end. So, we value a life of somebody who is humble. And our brothers and sisters who are going to be confirmed today, the church is asking them to witness to that life of humility in the face of God. A life that does not count the good things that they are doing as what is qualifying them to demand from God what they want. A life that is humble. A life that allows God to fill them up because they have emptied themselves. Many times indeed, my dear brothers and sisters, we live the life of Pharisees. I'll give you an example. All of a sudden at home, you have sickness. Maybe you have deaths. And you are remaining alone. What do we say to God? Most of the time we say, well, sir, finish na kuchita. Don't we say that? Well, sir, finish na kuchita. What are we saying? We are saying all the good things that we have been doing, God, they deserve that you recognize them and you reward me. This is what we are saying to God, just like this Pharisee when he went in the church. But that is not the life of a person who is rich in front of God. A person who is rich in front of God is characterized by humility and a confession that he or she is nothing. And a person who allows his life to be emptied so that God can fill it up. That, my dear brothers and sisters, is a person who is rich in the sight of God. And it's our prayer that our brothers and sisters who are going to be confirmed today with the help of the Spirit that is going to be given to them, a spirit that is going to allow them to go into the world, that they will be witnesses to such a life. For indeed, all of us, we are happy to be in the company of a person who is humble. And our God, too, is happy to have children who are humble, who can bow their heads and say, Lord, I have nothing to offer you except my life, which is not such so pure. And may God, in his mercy, continue to bless all of us who are already confirmed so that we can witness to this kind of life, a life of being rich in God because of humility. Amen.